podcast. How you doing?
Good.
We just saw you looking up to Stephen Piscotti, that he was running pretty fast and running on the bases. Is this the first time he does this? And how long will it take for him to start a rehab in the minors?
So, as of now, with Stephen running the bases today, I have a day off tomorrow. He'll run the bases again on Sunday, go through baseball activity, and we'll sit down and talk about a rehab assignment for Stephen, what length we're going to look at. But we're in hopes that he'll be out on a rehab assignment on Tuesday.
How was the flight back after a win?
Terrible. 6 hours and 10 minutes to get home last night. So a little bit of a longer journey back. Obviously, we got in around 11 o'clock, and but yes, it was better than terrible because we were flying with a win under our belt and coming back home.
Did you guys get to watch the Warriors game at all?
I don't know. I don't think we streamed it. Our Wi-Fi isn't the greatest on our flights, but we were able to see the score and get updates on the score. Made me really happy because I think I sat here before the series started and predicted a Warriors win in six. So.
Yeah, we were thinking about it.
Too bad I didn't put my money on that.
Yes. Tell us about Jonah Bright. He played third base, then he played second base. He got up a couple of hits in Fenway. What have you seen about him that you like?
Just in the two games, I think Jonah, he's got his feet on the ground now. He's got a great personality. Kid comes to play every day, plays hard. I liked his at-bats. He puts the ball in play. He's got a knack for the barrel. And those are all good signs in terms of hitting at the major league level. The defensive end, like you talked about, he'll go second and third. And, from that standpoint, we're gonna continue to work with him on a daily basis and continue to teach him how to play both those positions at the major league level.
I had a chance to talk to Dalton.
He's talking about me. Rex Hollers. What? My God.
Good to see you, bud. Good to see you.
Have you ever talked to Dalton just about getting surgery and just obviously it's a long road for him going forward? Kind of just what kind of is required or something like this to kind of get back from something like what he's about to go through?
Yeah. Anytime you have surgery, a major surgery as a player, you have to stay optimistic. You have to, believe in the process, follow the timeline, and basically be diligent in just your rehab and how you go about your days. And it's not going to be an easy road, and we've talked about that. So, but you have to believe that when you get through this. And you come out on the other side, you're going to be healthy and have another opportunity to get back to the major leagues and pitch here again.
He mentioned something along the lines of he has to keep from laughing because it hurts. It might be kind of a tough task for a guy with a personality like that.
Yeah, a little bit of a tough task, especially being around this bunch. I feel for him just in terms of what he's going to have to go through and what he's in the near term in terms of the pain and the process of healing. So,
yeah. You guys want him to stay around Oakland, stay around the club. He seemed to really pick up his spirits a little bit. I just kind of been around that.
Yeah, he's here. He's going to be a part of our group. Our rehab guys stay here and work together. So there's a unity there. They spend their time or days when we're on the road together here. So I think that helps. Yeah.
Zach Jackson got kind of a good break there and then had a kind of key outing yesterday. Two parts, but just making sure you guys was it good to like allow him a little bit of a rest given how much he's worked in the first half? And then what did you see from him yesterday compared to maybe some of the outings before that?
I think he's reestablishing his fastball. That's a priority. And for Zach, and for all these young kids down the bullpen, they're going to go through these ups and downs. It's part of, I don't like to use this word a lot, but it is part of their development here. They're gonna learn from these experiences, continue to hopefully incrementally get better, each outing, and when they do take a step back, it's our jobs as coaches to be there to support them, to help them through this, and continue to coach them to get better.
The draft combine is going on. Would you have liked to be a part of that back in the day? What are your thoughts on it?
I think if I had to go through the draft combine as a player, I probably would have not gotten drafted, and or at least it would have hurt my status. So I would have been the guy that didn't show up, unless we were playing a game. So, and I guess they did play a couple games. I would have opted in on the games, but the broad jump probably wouldn't have been my greatest strength. And the 60 time, that somehow, some way, when I was in college on a track that maybe was mismarked for the 60-yard dash, I did run a 6.9, but that was the best 60 time, and yet somehow I managed to play a pretty good center field for quite a long time. So.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Let's go, Kenny.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?